What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Bruce Davis was known as Charles Manson's right-hand man. Why is it always a right-hand man but not a left-hand man? In 1967, Bruce Davis initially met Charles Manson. A year later, Manson established a base for his family at the Spawn Ranch, which was a movie ranch in northwest Los Angeles County. Fun fact, again, saying something fun when we talk about Manson, who knew? But, fun fact, they filmed television's The Lone Ranger at the Spawn Ranch.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger.
Now, it turns out that Bruce Davis was either present or somehow involved in three Manson family crimes. First was the murder of music teacher Gary Hinman. Then there was the murder of Donald Shay, also known as Shorty, who was the foreman of the Spawn Ranch. And then there was the death of Manson family member whose nickname was Zero. His nickname was Zero? I would assume his nickname was Zero because low self-esteem was too long of a nickname. At any rate, after these three crimes, Bruce Davis went into hiding, ultimately turning himself into police. He was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. Bruce is currently in San Quentin Penitentiary, where apparently he has found God. I did not know that God was also in prison. Now, I didn't find God, but what I did find out was that Bruce Davis had lived in London in the 1960s. I wonder if I brought that up to him, would Manson's right-hand man write me back? And if so, what hand would he use? So I wrote him a letter. Hello, Mr. Davis. I was recently reading about you and was not aware that you lived in London during the 1960s. Did you enjoy living in London? Many musicians came out of London during that time. What type of music do you like? Also, what are your favorite films? Lastly, this may seem like an odd question, but I was wondering, are you right-handed or left-handed? And guess what? Manson's right-hand man wrote me back. On the top of the letter is a sketch of the three wise men in Bethlehem, and it's written, "Wise men still seek him," and the letter starts. "Dear Marshall, thanks for the letter. I'm right-handed. I only hold my martini with my left." I bet you say that to all the Manson family members. He continues, "I was in the UK in 1968 to 1969, mostly south of London in East Grinstead. It was fall and winter, good enough weather-wise. I enjoyed the visit. My music style is country since I was raised in eastern Tennessee in the 1950s. My favorite music is anything that glorifies God. My hobbies are Sudoku, I'm not too good yet, and my best passion is inviting people to eternal life, escaping eternal death by following the directions of the Book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 10. What do you think of that? Movies. I like The Hunt for Red October, True Grit with Jeff Bridges, Ford vs. Ferrari, Giant, Up Until When Jet Rink Strikes Oil, The Long Hot Summer, and Knives Out. God bless you, Marshall. In Christ, Bruce." Is it just me, or are you also thinking that one of his favorite films is Knives Out? Well, that locks up another episode of Prison Sentences. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.